Okay, this is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If they happen to get a second date, they'll hook them up with $100. All right, who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, good morning, Karen. How you doing?
Hey, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. What can we do for you this morning?
I'm just calling because, I feel kind of bad. Like, I had an incident recently on a date, and, we was both in the wrong, but I kind of might have did something else than you did, and I just kind of feel bad about it. So I did want to kind of set the record straight with that.
Do you want to tell us now, or you want to tell us why he was on the phone? What?
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing for me. Like, if I'm going to get it out, I'll really just do it while he's on the phone and put my cards on the table.
Okay, honey. Well, what's his name? Okay. We're going to call him up.
Trey.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get Trey on the phone. Well, we're going to attempt to anyway. You don't say anything until we cue you in, okay?
All right.
I wonder what.
Embarrassing. She farted probably during sex.
I'm just happy women are coming to realize when they have made a mistake and show up and, you know, be like, I'm sorry, can we work this out? Couldn't be that bad. He can't accept no apology.
Thank you, Reverend Shuddy.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Trey, please?
Oh, this is Trey.
Hey, Trey, how you doing this morning, brother?
Oh, what's going on? I just woke up. What's up?
Ain't that? You got a few seconds to talk?
Yeah, I got a second to talk. I'm trying to see what it is, no?
Hey, man, it's the streets wanting to take over Young Jock. More quick and shout-a-shouter, homie.
Oh, what's up? What's up, man?
Ain't nothing. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, man, and you're on it right now.
Oh, okay.
So, more quick.
Yes, Lord.
Let's just let this brother know what's going on. A young lady called us up, and she's basically said that some things took place with y'all. Y'all been seeing each other for a little hot second or whatnot. And she has some things she wanted to get off her chest, man.
Oh, okay. Now, what's going on?
Are you interested? What's the name?
Her name is Karen. Do you know a Karen, Trey?
Oh, yeah, man. Ask.
Watch your mouth. Why are you calling her? You know what? She did tell us it was embarrassing. So how about we give you guys a minute, because she is on the line to take up for herself. Karen, why is he calling you nasty?
I know why, but it's not really nasty. It's natural. It's a natural thing. Like, we both grow. I'm a woman. You know, every month we, have a situation.
Karen, I'm going to ask you a question, okay? You're saying a lot without saying anything. What did you do?
I was on my period, and he got to playing around, touching some things he shouldn't have touched, and, he came up bloody. I'm just saying. I had a tampon. Everything was cool. Like, really, I didn't even feel like seeing him. But, I kind of...
Man, this is what happened, though. What is it? No, I was chilling with her, you know what I'm saying? We just, watching TV and stuff, and, I got a little horny, So, I'm like, look, man, I'm going to start off right. So, I don't get it wet down there. So, I don't open the legs up, get down and stuff. I start seeing all this bad shit. Oh, man, what the hell going on? Man, I found out this girl on her damn period. Blood going everywhere.
But here's my thing. No matter how you look at it, we both grown, though. Like, you understand it's a natural part of life and things happen. Move on. Like, you ain't have to be a little boy about
okay,
it.
Okay, Karen, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When he was attempting to go down there, what did you do to let him know that, somebody was already down there? Your Aunt Flo. What did you?
Little hints here and there, like, I kind of elbowed him a couple of times, and I kind of, I kind of let him know we should just chill out, but I'm gonna be honest with you, though, like, it's really his fault. Like, you buying Henny, we both feeling good, so, yeah, I knew it was up, but it was just, I can't lie, it's been a minute.
Trey, Karen, baby,
as a woman to another woman, I don't know if there is anything that you can say to try to clean this up. It sort of seems like you put him in a bad position. You know, sometimes I don't even like the smell of what's going on down there at that time. I gotta be honest with you. So for a man to put his nose down there and lick and everything, like, that's kind of messed up.
Hell no.
That's real messed up.
Everything he had going on down there wasn't all that fresh. And what's his excuse?
Oh, my shit fresh. Don't worry about that. Your
stinking. Okay. Now, we're not
going to eat it. And you still ate it, the stinking one.
look, man. Look.
No,
look.
Okay, yes or no?
It's still on your breath. I can smell.
Ooh.
Karen, didn't you call us to say you wanted to apologize? I ain't heard an apology yet, girl.
I'm going to be the bigger person here. I'll be the bigger person. And I am sorry that, you know, things went the way they did. And I wish that you would have handled it better. And I do wish that, you know, we could move forward from here.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I ain't moved on from that.
Horrible. That apology was horrible, Karen. I'm sorry to tell you. No, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a man, okay? I'm not ashamed of anything I've ever done in my life. There's been a time I've gone down, and a woman was like, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she told me it's that time of the month, and I knew what it was. I saw the little string. She had a tampon, too. When I saw the little string, I said, it's not meant for me to be there. I didn't go there.
Some people grab that string and jump off the cliff.
Bungee.
Bungee jump, they
but
say.
But she didn't have no tampon on, so I'm like, look.
So she didn't have a tampon on?
Nah, she didn't have no
she
tampon on.
She said she had a tampon. Karen, you lied to us.
Well, nah, he was just too busy trying to do what he was
okay,
doing.
Okay, well, listen, I don't. Honestly, guys, I really don't care. This is a really disturbing update. Karen, we just got one question for Trey.
Trey, can you see it in your heart to accept her apology and forgive her and y'all possibly, you know, could go out again?
Nah, man. Nah, I can't do that.
Apparently, he didn't read the place. He read all day, and I guess you could say she blew it. A-Town, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update because they not going to get this $100. No. Oh, my God. This was a messy one. Messy. Y'all call us up. 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.